This is Mary. I am a compulsive overeater, a food addict from the Philadelphia area now. And I would like to tell you what I was like, what happened to change me, and what I'm like now. I'll give you the numbers. My weight was very close to 250 pounds, and I weigh about 125 at this time. I came into the rooms of O.A. Howe, H-O-W, in Pittsburgh, I forget how many years ago, but I have back in black and white abstinence since in OA 90 since 2015. So what I was like, I feel as though I was born with the phenomenon of craving. I have no memories that would indicate that there was a traumatic event. It's just in my memory, if I was given unrestricted, unobserved access to food, I couldn't stop. The only signal I recognize, there's nothing in me that says that's enough. The only signal I recognize is it's gone. And the Big Book identifies it as a phenomenon. A phenomenon is a fact that can be described and observed, but can't be explained. So so that's why we tell each other what we were like, what happened to change us, and what we're like now, because I don't know why. I can't explain it. My family wasn't perfect, but it was, I liked my family, continued to like my siblings. So that idea that inside me there is no recognition that I have had enough and that I can't stop regardless of the need. I like to refer to the doctor's opinion, the cycle of addiction, which is the pre-chapter before chapter one. And I'm referring in to XX, XXIX, Roman numeral 29. It says, they are restless, irritable, and discontented unless they can again experience a sense of ease and comfort, which comes at once by taking a few drinks, drinks which they see others take with impunity. After they have succumbed to the desire again, as so many do, and the phenomenon of craving develops, they pass through the well-known stages of a spree, immersion, remorseful, with a firm resolution not to drink again. This is repeated over and over. And unless this person can experience an entire psychic change, there is very little hope of his recovery. On the other hand, and strange as this may seem to those who do not understand, once a psychic change has occurred, the very same person who seemed doomed, who has so many problems he despaired of ever solving them, suddenly finds himself easily able to control his desire, the only effort necessary being not required to follow a few simple rules. So I dieted up and down, countless vain attempts to prove that I could do it myself, that I was a normal person. The progressive nature of this disease meant that I went to increasingly difficult and expensive ways of coping with this weight. That is really the only thing I knew truly was that I was fat. I'm a nurse. It might have occurred to me that there was something the matter with my eating. But no, it was that I was fat. And that was clear to everybody. It didn't take any particular skill to recognize that. In that chapter, it says, Doctor, I cannot go on like this. And yet the cycle repeats over and over and over. Get a little bit of dieting behind me, lose some weight, take a bite. It's that bite that ruins it. It's the first compulsive bite. And then around the cycle I go, resist, then give in, binge, remorse, get out a chart, figure out what I'm going to do, how many calories I need, how long it'll take to diet down for a particular occasion, over and over and over. I paid thousands of dollars for the privilege of bringing a jar of fresh urine to physicians' weight loss center so they could make sure that I was in ketosis. If I was, then I had a guarantee of getting to my goal weight. And with these trips back and forth to diets, I also went to regular OA. And it says in the big book about step 12, and step 11, it's easy to be vague about this matter of prayer, but it's also easy to be vague about the tools. And that, what changed for me was moving, well, it wasn't the move from Annapolis to Pittsburgh, that's a whole other story, and I was so mad about it. But there I was, and I found myself in an OA 90 room. People stood up, qualified as available sponsors, said how, they said their weight loss, that they were sponsors, and a few were available. Hope was born that morning. So that was my first tool, a meeting. The next tool was asking somebody to be a sponsor. I was so full of hope. I was so excited. And she told me to call her at a particular time. Now, I had, regular OA has the exact same 9 tools. And I had a sponsor. After 2 or 3 failures, I would ask a sponsor, and I would leave my food on her voicemail, and then I would eat what I wanted. I would go off it by 10 o'clock. I'd pick up something, and then I was off. And she never called me back. I never admitted that I had taken that bite. I mean, that's the way I used sponsorship before I got to OA How. But my sponsor gave me a particular time. It happened to be 5:30 a.m., she was a busy person and also had 3 other sponsees, but she took me on. And when I called her, I told her what I thought my food plan ought to be. And she said that if I wanted her to sponsor me, I would go out that day by a digital scale and I would follow the food plan that she gave me. And so I think to myself that my best thinking got me a seat at OA How and then at OA 90. I've heard it said that surrender is not giving up. It's deciding to cooperate with another way, not of my devising. So I was happy to do that. I had reached a real bottom. In the beginning, I saw only the physical problem. And I used the tools, which included a long set of questions to bring me through the steps, but I was very perfunctory about it. I did the reading and the writing. I had no idea I had a spiritual and emotional problem too. But you know, the tools I've been told are interventions that separate us from the first compulsive bite. That's a very important moment to recognize the first compulsive bite and then to ask God to give me the strength to not take that bite. But knowing which one it is really important. And the digital scale gave me that. Also, written down, committed, weighed, and measured helped me understand that it wasn't only the substances, the sugar and flour, certainly, but it was also the volume. It doesn't matter what color or it is that I'm eating. I can't stop. That's the nature of my disease. That's how the phenomenon of craving shows up in my life. The food plan separated my thinking with my eating behavior. So I could have all kinds of thoughts, but I had committed my food to writing, to God, and to this other human being, and so it kind of clarified things for me. And as I say, I mean, it took me quite some time to recognize if there was anything else the matter with me. I could point to the moments in my life when I was normal weight and how happy I was and how easy I was to live with when I was happy with myself. But there came a day when something happened to disturb me, and I had a tantrum and blamed others just like I always did. And my sponsor, actually, she pointed me to the acceptance chapter, but I had no idea that my food obsession was keeping me from hearing God's voice. God had been speaking to me. I was then and now a practicing Catholic, and I believed in God. And I truly believe that all the prayers that I did for normal weight got me a seat right here. These OA 90 meetings are keeping me focused and allow me to do service. All of the tools separate me from the first compulsive bite, but I need the 12 steps for a transformation. An entire psychic change is also a phenomenon. I can tell you how it happened to me. You know, I thought I was growing spiritually and emotionally, but I was actually very immature in my reactions to life. I was like acquiring information about emotional and spiritual things. I had a bookcase full of diet books, a bookcase full of self-help books, and a bookcase full of Bible studies and other kinds of spiritual materials. But somehow I was drawn to these things, but I just put information into my head. I grew intellectually, but I didn't grow spiritually and emotionally. Spiritually, I was locked into self-centered fear while going through the motions of winning the approval of spiritual people I knew and admired. Emotionally, I was infantile. I had the Serenity Prayer exactly backwards. If there's something I can't change, I threw a tantrum. Something I can change, I blame circumstances and others and take no action. God has led me to a program of spiritual growth. It has reconnected me to the God of my understanding. It's like, thanks, Verna. Thank you. It's like my brain is a tuner. And when I was in the food, the obsessive thinking, which drowned out every other voice, my tuner was tuned to all Mary, all shine, all food, all diet, all weight. Those obsessive thoughts went around and around and around. But somehow this program, first with the tools and then, thank God, with the steps, have intercepted or broken that obsessive thinking. And I continue to work the tools every day because abstinence, it's the gateway to an entire different way of life. The 12 steps have brought me an entire psychic change, a spiritual awakening, a transformation. Ideas I had to discard, it's not fair. It's true that it's not my fault that I'm a compulsive overeater, but it's my responsibility, and I've been given tools and steps. A day at a time, amazing things have happened to me professionally, a set of amazing circumstances that continue as I live this life one day at a time. Before program, I procrastinated. I hid and I ate. That's a quote from our OA 12 and 12 in step one. But now I have the freedom to say yes to opportunities that would have terrified me. I show up at places where people share my particular professional interest or spiritual interest. I just put on my shoes and step into opportunities as they are offered. I just turned 78, so obviously I'm retired, but there's still opportunities to fall into fear, but I can ask God to remove my fear and direct my attention to what He would like have me be. There's a little quote that I want to read from the AA 12 and 12. It's on page 107. It's on step 12. And I'm going to transpose the words a little, but I will say, I find myself in possession of a degree of honesty, tolerance, unselfishness, peace of mind, and love of which I had thought myself incapable. What I have received is a free gift, and yet, at least in some small part, I have made myself ready to receive it. The 12-step manner of making myself ready to receive it lies in the practice of the 12 steps. I'm so grateful for meetings. I'm so grateful for all the tools. I'm so grateful for the miracles of a 12-step program that have allowed me freedom from food obsession. Amazingly, most days, thanks, Verna, has given me freedom, has given me neutrality around food. That's, I think, a certifiable miracle. Someone who never wanted to walk around with 250 pounds on their body. And today, I'm still a compulsive overeater, but I can be in the camouflage of a normal body, but I keep showing up because this is where the answers are for me. With that, I'll pass. Thanks so much, Lisa, for inviting me